What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org airs Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on 101.3 FM. Here's a sneak peek of this week's show.
You know, I always sort of liked the idea of setting text to music, and I think my earliest entry into music was really through text. I mean, when I was 7, I wrote this art song that I thought was an opera, and, you know, it was 2 minutes long and not very good, and because I really heard the text, I heard the text as music. And I tend to do that even now in these Wallace Stevens settings I'm working on for Anthony. I read the poem, and I create the music as, even gesturally and viscerally, as I am composing. So text translates into music very, very clearly for me. Poetry, and in the violin concerto, there are all these unhidden lyrics that the violin part has, the orchestra part has, and literal lyrics, but nothing that I would disclose necessarily to anyone. I think that in my purely orchestral music, this also happens. I think it appeals too to people and to instrumentalists and to players, because there is this sense of narrative, there is this sense of the singing line that it has been so central to so many musical traditions for so many thousands of years. And the human voice is inherent, you know, to that. So a violinist, one forgets that a violinist in a violin section, or a violist in a viola section of an orchestra, has a human voice also. And that was an instrument that they perhaps learned to use, not perhaps, definitely learned to use before they learned the violin. So when you write vocal lines for the violin, it's appreciated, it makes sense, and it's so I really feel that those are all elements of what informs my music. I mean, the inherent structure, I think.
I'm not sure what the word is, but the most productive, creative state for me is a blank piece of paper. And the Bright Massive Cannons actually is a really good example of that, where I was sitting in my mother's house in Vermont, and no one was around, everyone's out. I just got out of the paper, and I was like, okay, I have to kind of think about this. And if you sort of stare at the blank piece long enough, I think everything sort of falls into place. For me, I actually plugging notes in, you know, and plonking them out in the piano becomes much, much later. But first, it's about really mapping it out, kind of in a sort of theoretical space. But I almost never improvise things. There are a few little moments actually in Drink There Before Me where some of the piano things aren't not improvised, but there's a set of rules that you react to live. But aside from that, I'm pretty glued to the paper.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview, and we'll tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.